Howdy, to neighbors. Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today. Beef demand hanging in there. Glenn Tonser tells us more in just a moment.
Next time you find a good deal on farm equipment, get a good deal on the financing, too. Right now, you'll find fixed rates as low as 3.55% from AgDirect at your ag equipment dealer. That's 3.55%. AgDirect features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered by Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma. People who understand agriculture. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Rates may change. Ask your local dealer for details.
It's a new day for hay with Kubota Hay Tools taking the field across the country. Kubota DN Series disc mowers set the pace with fully welded cutter bars, three-bladed discs, and a non-stop breakaway system on select models. Rocks? What rocks? It's like they're not even there. Kubota makes the cut in even the toughest field conditions with convenient hydraulic or fold-up transport to make heading home easier, too. Kubota Hay Tools, precisely engineered to help you get more done. Learn more at Kubota.com or see your local Kubota dealer today.
2012 was a great year for beef demand domestically and internationally. 2013, this last year that we've just wrapped up, was another good year, excellent year, record-breaking year, especially when it came to the value of beef exports. A little lighter on the overall total to beef tonnage that went overseas, but with higher prices, beef value was up. Domestically, it was a great story that we had for U.S. cattle producers. That's the staying power of retail beef demand in the U.S. despite record high retail prices. It's all depicted in the latest beef demand index that's charted on a regular basis by livestock economist Dr. Glenn Tonser. He's got the fourth quarter numbers, and he says overall they continue to show that 2013 consistently throughout the year was a good one.
The specific numbers for the fourth quarter would be the choice demand index I maintain was up 3.1% in the fourth quarter compared to the fourth quarter of 2012. Likewise, the all fresh beef demand index, which is more encompassing, so it's not just choice, you have select and others in there, was up 1.8% in the fourth quarter. That index, the all fresh one, has actually been up the last 14 quarters. So consecutively, we've had year over year improvement. That's a very positive story. You know, basically coming out of the recession, we've had constant improvement per that index.
Of course, those fourth quarter numbers simply echo the trend of the entire 2013 calendar year. Dr. Tonser has summarized those numbers as well.
When you look at the whole year of 2013, the choice demand index was up 2.6%, which may not sound like a lot, but when you have an industry the size of the beef industry, that's a big increase. And it's the best year since 2004. That's a very positive story. Our listeners might recall the Atkins diet fad phase, whatever we want to call it, was a big part of the story then. And we've had some hiccups and we had a recession right in the meantime. But 2013 was a very strong year from the beef demand front. The all fresh demand index was also up 1.8%, not quite as much, signaling that part of the pull on demand is the higher quality, right, than I'm getting with the choice demand index was up more. But if you pause and take this and add it to the ongoing story we have with fed cattle, there's some very positive demand signals, right? This is what I'm getting looking back at the fourth quarter of 2013 and 2013 as a whole. And frankly, we've been able to push the smaller volumes of beef at higher prices than some people expected.
And of course, the numbers for the first quarter of 2014 won't be assembled until early April. Dr. Tonser says the early indications remain positive for on-the-hoof cattle prices.
We're offering fewer pounds, so not everybody is still a consumer, right? That's part of what's going on here, is there is some being priced out. I'm not trying to hide away from that. But those that remain interested and able, right, are willing to pay these historically high retail beef prices. And the industry is going to have to keep asking and succeeding in doing that throughout 2014. But I don't want us to lose sight of the fact that 2014 started very positively in that story.
Dr. Glenn Tonser, you've got the beef buzz on Ron. Neighbor, you don't want to miss the third annual Texoma Cattlemen's Conference coming Thursday, February 27th at the Ardmore Convention Center. This year's theme, Rising Risk, Expanding Opportunities, and top-notch state and national speakers will help you identify what the risks are to your cattle operation, how to deal with those risks, and how to find the opportunities to make you money. Check out www.noble.org/ag events to register or call 580-224-6360 to learn more about the Texoma Cattlemen's Conference. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.